Anything sounds good if you put it over this Inception style music. You know what I mean?
When I was in grade 8, I climbed a tree, and I climbed it so high that I didn't know how to get back down, so I just fell. I fell 30 feet out of a tree.
Broke his legs, was in a hospital the whole summer. And when he was in that hospital bed, he sat next to an old war veteran who told him the key to life.
When you fall, you get back up. Paralyzed? You're paralyzed with fear.
Yo, we are back. This time I got the homie back in the studio with me. Hasn't been to the Abbas Wahab show, but he is a favorite in the old immigrant section. Rest in peace. James motherfucking Cummins, what are you saying, doggy?
What up, yo? Rest in peace to the immigrant section. That's all right. So
R.I.P. But it's the exact same vibe now. It's like,
yeah, just put your name on it. You know what I mean?
That's
You're getting too big to just be living behind the immigrant section. So now you have to be living in front of it.
Doing comedy all over Toronto. One of the best.
I was trying to say something deep and it just got, I didn't get into the deep waters. You
that's
know?
What happens when you record at fucking 10 a.m.
This is the earliest I've ever recorded a podcast.
Same. So for me? Oh, absolutely.
This is the Boss Wahab morning show today.
Well, you're like, yeah, I got Cuddly in at 12, so we better do this now or not even.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a little unpredictable work schedule, me being not having a real job. So I just get called in to, if somebody needs help with something, I go do it because I need to make money, right? And today's one of those days where things got mixed around. Now we're doing a podcast at 9 in the morning, but we have coffee.
We got coffee. We got, bro, coffee is like the lifeblood of every sort of like blue collar work. The coffee is like ritual, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You start with the coffee 2 hours in, like, we're doing a coffee run. And some guy goes, I'll come with. No, you're good. The guy that does the coffee run and doesn't want someone to come with him, he's going to get a pack of smokes.
Exactly.
He's going to get lottery.
Yeah.
He's like, he's
I was thinking coffee and cigarettes. Cigarettes, like, I don't smoke cigarettes, but boy, do I wish I did sometimes when I'm at a certain job and everyone that smokes cigarettes gets to take more breaks. Like, I remember my first job at Rona, I would just go out and pretend I smoke cigarettes sometimes just to get an extra couple 5-minute breaks.
Oh, my God, Rona. Did you ever put a pussy in a coma?
Not that I know of, but I put it down to sleep gently and I woke it back up in an hour.
He's a parent. He parents that pussy.
Exactly. I rock it to sleep.
How was working at Rona?
It was good. I worked in the garden center for a little bit, and then I also worked in lumber. Garden. It was, yeah.
They train you on soils and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. How to make your grass greener. You're going to want a little more nitrogen in that shit.
Oh, that's what's up?
Yeah.
What about the potassium?
Potassium, to be honest, I can't remember. It was years ago. That's my first job.
Knowledge.
This is when I was in high school.
That's that which, knowledge.
Even though I look like a young, fresh pup to all you guys watching at home.
48.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay away from alcohol, no, kids.
No, I'm 35. So what's that? High school was
20 years back.
17 years ago, yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine you were like, these are the times where not having been a star athlete is like, it's saving your life. This is the moment. If you were like quarterback in high school, these are some sad times. Unless you successfully made the transfer over into car sales, which a lot of these, if you make it to a level of sports that's high, but right before the point you make a salary off of it,
yeah,
you go straight to car sales, especially the hockey boys. They're all in car sales.
If you, as in the States, like that's a big thing. If you're a big high school quarterback or running back or something, somebody that had like a little star power behind them, maybe you won a state championship.
Oh, you got a ring. Oh my God.
Not only are you never paying for a drink again, if you open, you know, Buddy Johnson's used car lot.
Oh, you could live off of it.
People are coming.
They're like, didn't you win the 86? Weren't you the all-state running record of 80s? Yeah, 86 and 87. They're like, I'll take that fucking Ford.
Yeah. And you got your commercial. You know, even though I've been known for winning, you show the crowd the ring. You go, when it comes to the car sales, I'm losing every day.
Yeah,
you're
the one winning. I love those cheesy when you're in like small towns and you just turn the TV on. Mm-hmm. Every local car guy and every local real estate person and it's the injury law people. They're like, did you slip? Are you working in unsafe conditions? Call Michelson, Stepstein, Lostein, Lorien.
Yeah.
It's always, law firms love to include the last name of every fucking person involved, especially if they're all Jewish. Mm. If you're like Muhammad, they're not going to be like, injured, go to Muhammad and Ahmed and Abdullah Barristers. You know, it's always like Springsteen and Goldstein and Diamondstein.
Why aren't the Muslims getting in on the injury racket?
Because they're in on it. They're on the victim side. Yeah, okay. They're playing the victim side hard. They're doing big numbers. Shout out to all the people who slipped recently, all the Ahmeds and Muhammads who slipped. It's just historically, Jewish lawyers are OP. You know what I mean? You know what OP means?
No.
Overpowered. It's a gaming terminology. So it's like people want, with like Jewish rep, they want to hear the most Jewish name ever.
Well, I don't think that Jewish people are overpowered. I think they have just the right amount of power. If you're asking me, Hollywood, get at me.
That was the only thing holding him back. Like, there's producers looking at your headshots. You don't even have headshots.
But he looks like he might have strong opinions.
Have you seen this James Jameezy guy who does local mics and small town stuff in Toronto? Although he didn't submit for the role, nor does he have any acting credits or experience, I don't know. I just can't help but feel like he would really add value to this project.
Exactly.
Too bad he hasn't made his stance on Zionism clear.
No. Zionism, I'm anti-Zionism. Let's just make that clear. I'm free Palestine, but I'm also, hey, Jews, if you guys got to run a good law firm, I'm with you.
And if you need a guy to do simple construction, holla at your boy. Or yeah, whatever very it is
simple.
You do.
Very simple.
What is it you do? What is it you're being called in for right now?
Today, it's a fucking mystery job. The guy's like, hey, be there at 12. I don't really know what's going on there.
That's pretty. Is it a site? What is it?
So sometimes we go to like houses and we put like insulation in attics. Sometimes we take it, ripping up floors in the basement because there was like water damage.
It's general labor. Just
it's a mold company, moldsolutionscanada.com. Tell them Jam sent you for a little discount.
Are you going to
pay $200 extra and I'll show up.
Use promo code HACK and get 10%.
$200 extra and I'll come do the job with them.
But how is it though? Pretty good?
Well, I hate it.
Yeah, that's what I love that you plugged the company directly. How is it? That's a nightmare.
Like they do great work. I personally, when I work, I'm not built for hard work. Real lazy work.
Oh, we were talking about that yesterday where it's like once you focus on comedy for like a good couple years where you're not actually doing a job besides comedy, you're like the body atrophies for like hard work. You can't.
Yeah. Even like
every day? What?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't done a Monday to Friday in a long time. So I've been getting by, but it's been a little tight. It's been a little tight. Last year, the last couple of years, driving trucks on movie sets, that's great, great money for, not to say it's easy work, but it's not that hard.
No, and it's not that hard at all. I always talk to the drivers, especially during the COVID days where they have like one fucking Sprinter van per actor. It was crazy.
That was the year I started, and it was great because I got the most work out of any year because they needed more drivers.
Yeah, it's like one person. You'd be in a four-row van that holds like 12, and you'd just be like two rows behind, and the guy would have a plastic screen and a mask and be like, bro, short shot today. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I remember one time during that, I was working on a Star Trek movie.
On that shit.
Or show. When
Strange New Worlds?
Yeah. And I was driving shuttle for it, and it was funny because everyone had like the...
Like they look like Klingons and shit. Yeah.
And I'm just driving aliens around all day. And then one of the aliens, she wanted to get in the front seat, which is like big no-no during that time. Like they had to be in the back. You can't.
Why would she even want to be in the front seat?
Because she said she gets car sick in the back seat. But it was like a 2-minute drive.
Yeah, you're like, you'll be fine, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's 400 meters we're going.
So
the way they pamper the people, you can let it go to your head like, oh, I'm getting pampered. But really what it is like you're just an asset. You're like a warehouse and they're carefully taking the pallet down and bringing it to the like the dock.
Yeah.
You could, if you're the pallet, you're like, look at me getting this treatment. But it's just like, no, we're not trying to fuck up the production.
You're just a box.
Yeah, the second you're done and you're off, they're just like, get the fuck out of here.
Go. Yeah, you're definitely done. Put them back on
Peace.
The show.
Get the fuck out of here.
I remember like I worked on a movie with Zac Efron and like I saw him
once.
Does
he remember you? Yeah, we hit it off, you know. I was his personal
driver. Actually, so because like
how's Zeddy? Is he so cool?
Here's the thing. I don't think I can say too much, but
you can't say it. You have nothing to say. I don't think I can say. You what is it? What is
I can't say can too say much. It.
There's no one watching.
We signed some non-disclosure things.
Okay.
I will say this. During the training to become a part of the industry,
yeah.
you're one of the things they tell you is like, don't talk to the stars.
Unless
they talk to you, like, don't interrupt them. Don't talk to them. There's certain people that don't even want to be looked in the eye.
Yeah.
Now, Zac Efron,
remember, drivers, they are above you. Do not make eye contact. Try to refrain from breathing audibly.
I'm trying to remember which guy it is that says, like, you can't even have, like, the rear view mirror facing back because.
What?
Yeah.
No. Zac Efron was like
no,
that?
No, no, no. It's not him. It's an older guy. Zac Efron was actually cool. This was like. Who was it? I think it's Jean-Claude Van Damme or something. It's somebody like...
Oh, old Hollywood shit.
Old Hollywood, big star.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, if I was wrong, if I'm accusing you of that, I heard you were an asshole in other ways. So either way.
Is he a known asshole?
Apparently, Jean-Claude Van Damme, he doesn't learn anyone's names. And that's fine, I guess. But it's like the way he calls people out, it's like a little demeaning, I heard, like when he's working on
set. Black man.
Hey, camera, get over there. You know, like...
Oh, no like way, yeah.
Like that. On the flip side, Antonio Banderas' nephew, he was in a big show with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and easy with how you roll it.
Yeah.
You're like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. you might lose.
Just clip out the last two syllables. Yeah.
James Cummings goes racist on my show.
So Antonio Banderas' nephew, when I worked on a movie with him, this guy knows everyone's name. Everyone's. I'm like, how do you know everyone's name? He says, my grandpa, he told me, the most beautiful sound in the world is the sound of somebody's own name. So I just remember people's name. And that's like...
Wow, that's like one of those laws of power. Is the sound of their own name to them, I guess. Wait, when he says his grandpa is Antonio Banderas?
His uncle's Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Anyways,
his grandpa is also in the game or just an old wisdom just head?
Old wisdom. Anyways, back to Zac Efron. So Zac Efron, we're taught not to talk to people. I hadn't seen him. I was on the show for like 2 weeks. And they're like, when it's the big star, it's like, you get to set, you're back in the trailer. Like, there's no like, I'm hanging out on.
Oh, no. I mean? So you're like, you're an asset that needs to be protected.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So him, I barely ever saw, but then one day we crossed paths and I'm so like in my head not to talk to him that he went, hey, and I turned my head and looked away. I snubbed Zac Efron by accident. And I felt so bad about it. I'm like, wow.
Yo, Zach's been thinking about you ever since. How long ago was that?
That was 2021, I think.
So three years now, Zac Efron's just been like, that fucking guy with the hat.
Yeah.
That mold guy. Whatever his fucking name was.
Yeah, I wasn't even in the mold game back then. But,
you knew you had essence of mold about you.
Oh, that's not a good thing to have. You don't want to have moldy essence.
Moldy motherfucker, man. What was he?
Mold is something you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm sorry, Zach. I love doing that movie about the...
What movie was it, by the way?
That movie that I was working on was Firestarter. It's like a little girl's like... She can control fires with her mind.
Or some
it was like,
bullshit.
It was like a remake of like a Steven Spielberg movie from the 80s that it came out, I don't know, a year or two ago. I didn't watch it. But what I did watch was his movie where he's playing a wrestler. Did you watch this one? The five brothers.
Eagles? The something eagle? Or the Iron Claw.
Iron Claw.
I heard it's great. I haven't seen it.
It was great. It was great.
A lot of people told me sad ending, and it's great. Did you cry? You shed him?
I didn't cry, but I went, oh, man.
It's super sad.
I was sitting next to a girl crying. And I was just like,
so you have to keep it together.
We can't both be crying.
But you were crying in your pants, though, weren't you?
I was coming?
Yes, he was.
No.
Yo, I want to go back to what your training on handling of celebrities.
Okay.
And we'll say VIPs. Mm. They told you literally don't make eye contact?
No, that's only for like select.
Was that the lore? They're like, sometimes you can't even make eye contact. The other drivers tell you this, or the instructor was like,
the you watch like a module, like what do you call those? Like a video.
Oh,
to like
yeah,
train
yeah,
you?
To train
a training video.
The smart serve bullshit, yeah.
Something like that. And it was just like, you say hello, but like other than that, like. Unless they want to have a conversation with you, you just shut up because they're like sometimes people are like going over their lines and if you're driving shuttle, right? If they're on the way over, they might be thinking about other stuff. Like they don't want to really talk to you unless they want to talk to you. You know?
Yeah, I've been in the van with one time with like a VIP, you know, Giancarlo Esposito, and there was no, you could tell there was a barrier of like, and I was another actor in the scene, but like it was like do not talk. It was unspoken, do not talk. There was their whole energy and body was inviting zero conversation, zero chit chat, zero everything.
And that was you were in a scene with them, right?
It was the boys, yeah. That was like
you were
five
like bringing
them
tea or
Fresca,
something.
Fresca. That's why I have Fresca till this day.
That's crazy. I just got the Giancarlo Esposito treatment.
Yeah, ever since that scene, I'm like, yo, I've been pushing Fresca on the side for years now.
I like that guy.
He's a great actor. Yeah,
he's in a show that I have you seen The Gentlemen?
No, I heard it's solid. It's great.
It's great.
Yeah. What's the premise?
The premise, guy. Okay, so the rich he's family,
just a bunch of gentlemen dudes.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, it's a very rich family, like a lord in the UK, whatever. His dad dies. And he's going to leave the inheritance, supposed to be to his older brother, but his older brother's like a fuck up.
Yeah.
So he leaves it to him instead. But then his older brother's like, I was counting on that. I have all these like debts with like
drug dealers. A story as old as time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now he's trying to like.
True heir is a piece of shit. Like
true heir is a piece of shit. Yeah. So goes down to the younger brother. The older brother has a bunch of debts with like drug dealers and stuff. So now, and then the younger brother finds out that his dad had like deals with these other like criminal organization to like do stuff on the property. So it's basically him trying to get out of that well, trying to get his brothers out of trouble. A whole, you know what I mean?
One of those. And let me guess, Giancarlo Esposito represents that criminal organization that his dad was in.
No, yeah. but he was trying to get involved in another way.
Like, is he a gentleman though?
Oh, he's a gentleman. He might be the biggest gentleman out there. He's like super rich and like has the finest things, the best wine, the
English accent.
You know, a great not an English accent.
He's American or something. He's
American, yeah. Oh,
goddamn. Yeah, collects man. Art. I'm watching Shogun right now, so one at a time.
Brother. I would like to get into Shogun, but I just I wish I had
see you as a subtitle reader.
Exactly. I'm dubs over subs. Dubs over
simple
subs.
Man. Drop it, boy.
Drop it in the comment section. Are you guys dubs over subs or subs over dubs?
They left. As soon as you were talking about the mold shit, they're like,
man.
Nah, I'm fucking
around. I missed your retention.
Yeah. Yo, man, his retention analytics are through the roof. When you get jam on the pod, they don't leave.
Yeah. We don't get a ton of views, but we do get a lot of attention.
They fucking stay.
People that come, they stay.
Ooh. Ran into any other celebrities?
Arnold. You know, Schwartz and N-word.
Yeah, legit.
On that same one. And he's cool too, real cool.
Oh, man. On that same set?
That same one that with Antonio Banderas' nephew. That was like they have an action show on Netflix. I don't know if it ever came out. I don't know what it's called, but that was filmed like 2 years ago. And apparently it was like the most money Netflix ever spent on an action show. So
wait,
so,
where is it? I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
It's not out yet?
Hey, producer, look that up. Arnold on Netflix. On a
AI action producer. Oh, shit. I wonder if we can have actually AI as a producer.
Can you? Hey, is Alexa in here? Is Hey Google in here?
Yeah, I actually have one. I keep it unplugged. My Alexa's crazy, bro. It's broken or something like that. It just does stuff by itself.
She's coming to life.
It's learning. Learning to love.
Oh, shit.
One time watching a movie, it just starts playing Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. And then, first of all, I'm like, what the fuck? For a second, you don't know if it's part of the movie.
Yeah, because that one starts off with, ooh.
It kind of lined up for a minute, and then it was clearly like clashing with it. And then I realized it was on. And I was like, what the fuck? I unplug it. But then it also reminded me of, how good was Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake? I'm
so
like,
good.
Damn, what? I'm going to turn it off. And I'm like, this is a banger.
It was a banger.
Gotta revisit this one.
It's also like, yeah, that's another good, like, if you're breaking up with a girl this summer and she hurt you, Cry Me a River is a good one.
Cry Me a River. I feel like you break up river, just for the soundtrack.
Do you have any breakup songs?
I grew up always listening to that. People always thought I was weird. I've always gravitated towards that sad type of shit.
Mm.
Even like in happy times, that's the type of shit I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like for example?
Like for example, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by motherfucking Curtis Mayfield.
How can you mend a broken heart?
Al Green, you know, Let's Get Together.
That's not sad.
You Ought to Be with Me.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
I guess that's kind of a happy one.
Yeah. But yeah, How Can You Mend a Broken
Lenny Heart? Williams.
How about, which one by Lenny Williams?
Ba-na-na-da-da. Cause I Love You.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He just talks.
I'm pretty sure Kanye sampled that in something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's a fucking powerful song.
Yeah, there's one, Melvin and the Heartbreaks or something, Heartbeats.
Melvin like, and the Heartbreaks, what is this?
Something about crying.
Name.
Oh, that's
back
right
when
that
it was like five black guys
and they're
all in suits. Like, you just, man, every time I see those pictures of like the Supremes and like the Stylistics and all these guys, I'm like, you had to be in a suit and sing. That's the only safety for you back then. To just be a bunch of black guys in a suit. You got to be suited. Just to be like, oh, we're not, you know, we're not up to trouble. You know what I mean? We're like legit. And singing is the only thing that really, like, the white man was like, get up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just, it's always like five black guys with their hair like parted in the middle.
You can't
like,
deny these like guys going know to how to sing and dance.
Shoo up. And then like Earth, Wind & Fire came and put that like rock flare on their whole swag deal.
Your thing just timed out in the back.
It is what it is. What are you going to do?
It is what it is. It's a low budget production. That's my favorite new podcast. Cameron and Mace.
Oh, that's actually, that's a podcast?
So good.
By who?
Cameron and Mace. Kill a Cam and Murder Mace.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I'm like, that's a great podcast name. It is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And they were friends when they were like little kids, and they didn't talk to each other for like 25 years, and then they got back together on this podcast. And apparently they're making more money than they ever made as rappers. And it's like,
that's
fun team chemistry.
That's what Shannon Sharpe said after the Cat Williams interview.
That he made more money on that.
He made more
on
money
that one alone
than like his last year and like
Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think YouTube throttled it or something because it like shot up to 60 million and then just like chilled at 60 million views. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It was too powerful or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You think
did you watch that episode?
I didn't watch the whole thing. No, should I?
Oh yeah. I've seen it twice. It's better than most specials. Like, it's better than most comedy specials.
Okay.
It's fucking great. I've seen it like two times.
I saw like clips of the, you know, the big things that were said.
Actually, on that note, this comes out Tuesday. This next weekend, I'm going to see Cat Williams live in Nashville, brother.
Oh, yeah?
Me and my girl driving down to Nashville, Tennessee.
Are you doing the festival down there too?
Nah.
Okay. Because I think, because somebody just told me, Olivia just told me that she's going down for the Nashville Comedy Festival.
She's on it?
Yeah.
God damn, fucking. So, I'm just beginning to actually apply to festivals right now. Yeah. I never applied last year or any of that shit. It's all like at the beginning of the year you have to apply. And I see the value of it now. And I'm like, fuck, should have probably applied.
I've applied to two festivals in 7 years.
Yeah,
one was Skankfest and one was the Boston Comedy Festival. And I got into zero of them. Well, Skankfest, I applied this year. We'll see if I got in. But
didn't they already announce it?
Then I guess I didn't get in.
He out.
Wait, did they announce it?
I don't know. They might not have. They would send you a rejection notice at least, right?
Do they?
I don't. I've never applied to Skankfest.
I've never even got a rejection notice.
I missed the cutoff.
Have you got rejection notices from other festivals?
Because
I haven't.
I just started applying this year, but you're right. I don't know that they actually do send rejection notices.
Yeah, I don't think so. So Skankfest, you don't have to pay to apply, but Boston Comedy Festival, you do. And I think most of you do have to pay.
Yeah, I applied to two so far. It's like $30.
So I think
I like festivals, that. I like that.
If I'm paying.
Think of how much garbage you'd have to sift through if you don't have to put 30 up. Fair. 30, that moment that I almost dipped. Mm-hmm. I almost left when I got to the point to pay $30. I almost exited. But then I was like, fuck it. I mean, it's like an investment in your career.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a fucking pipe dream type of dreamer. I'm like, I could absolutely get into this shit. So here's a $30.
But I still think for $30, I should get a rejection email.
I think you will. I think you will.
I didn't.
Did you get the thank you for your submission?
Boston Comedy Festival, I applied to, did not get a rejection letter. Did not get in.
And how much did you pay?
I think it was like 30.
Those motherfuckers.
It might have been more.
You motherfuckers. At Boston Comedy Festival, doing my boy Jam dirty like that. They took his money, didn't even have the decency to say nah.
But shout out to my friend Angelica Scanora who won
that
the Boston
shit.
Comedy Festival this year.
She repped. At the end of the day, she repped. Imagine her final speech. Fuck you for fucking over James Cummins like that shit.
And I just want to let you guys know, you should have told him. You should have told him you didn't make it at least.
The homie dropped $30. That's almost 40. That's like 42 Canadian.
It's fucking $60 now.
Yeah, man.
Canadian dollar, man. What's up with that? It sucks, huh?
It's fucking rough, bro. Especially when I did like Nike build your own shoe thing. And it was on like a US site and it just ended up being so expensive.
How much?
I don't know. It didn't even come out. By the way, Nike build your own. The colors were all wrong. I built it online. I was so amped. And then it came and it's like, The
have you been wearing them?
Okay, here, let me grab them.
I would love to see this shoe. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna imagine what kind of shoe you tried to build. I'm gonna say you had three colors in there.
It's like gray and blue. It was mostly supposed to be blue.
It's mostly supposed to be blue.
Yeah, I might as well get this going again, right?
Yeah, I'll keep the fire going in here, guys. Here's the thing. My name is James Jam Easy Cummins. I've been doing comedy for 7 years, and I'm getting pretty good at it. You should come check me out live, or you should just follow me on Instagram at James. Come on now. I'm putting out all this content that nobody's really watching because I don't have much followers, so it'd be really nice if you come join me over there on my Instagram page.
Shameless plug.
What? I'm keeping it going.
You're not coming.
Oh, man. Okay. So I was right. Three colors.
It wasn't supposed to be three colors.
Oh, what?
Well, in the sense that the blue was supposed to be the only, like, if you say black and gray are, sure.
Yeah.
So this is the shoe. All right.
See that?
So it looks like you use the model of like a Jordan.
It's a dunk. It's a dunk.
Oh, a dunk?
Yeah, it's called like, it's not this, something dunk. So the back, it wasn't supposed to be this blue. It was supposed to be like a grayish type of blue. And then the front, they made baby blue. And the back, they made like a hot blue.
Yeah,
like,
it's two different blues.
It's like, you know, like hot pink, like Barbie pink. Like this is the blue in that world type
what
of shit.
What blue did you want?
It was like it was supposed to be like this mixed with that, like a more, it's not so blue.
Okay, and then was it supposed to be black in the middle there?
Yeah, I did that on purpose. I like that. Just makes the check pop. And you like the bottom brown? Yeah, I made that just because otherwise it just looked kind of boring. And
pussy
this kind
of
makes it look
sick. Bottom of my shoe brown.
Ooh, I got those brown bottoms. Just because you stepped on shit. Got them brown bottoms. But like over here probably looks all right, but I just don't like the two-tone of blue. Like
two-tone
that.
Of blue is crazy that they would do that.
Like yeah,
they should have
be
been building
error?
It and been like, but this is also a different material.
Yeah, yeah, that's like suede.
Did you want suede? Because maybe that's why. If you asked for suede, I think it might be your fault.
Listen,
but if you just said, like, because otherwise.
I did some material changes because you choose the material, but the point was I chose the same colors.
Yeah, suede is a risky move on shoes.
That's fine, it's just the front. But what do you think about the shoe overall?
It's kind of a weird. I don't love it, yeah. But I don't hate it. Like if somebody gave it to me, I'd probably rock it sometimes. But like I wouldn't see this on a shelf and been like, let me try that on. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. But anyways, this is my first high top Nike, and I wore it once. And once I wore it, I was like, you know what? This is that type of shoe that if you wore a suit and a shoe with it, it would kind of look good.
Yeah, you wear a blue suede suit.
Just like all black. You know, people wear black or gray suits.
With a blue tie? Blue suede tie?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Well, I mean, the tie doesn't have to be suede. How the suede? A suede tie?
Yeah, you got, and then you go,
what do y'all
check
think
it.
About this? Drop a comment. No one comments.
You go, feel my tie. Now feel my shoe. Yeah, they're the same
you
material.
Win. That's what it is.
Yeah, I would like to build my own shoe someday, but I'm just not there yet.
I did it right after the tour. I was amped. Have you ever had a Nike high top?
I'm sure I have. Yeah.
It's my first one I've ever had. I always, every 2 years, I think, yo, I'm going to go get some Jordan 1s. I want a Jordan red, white, original build. But every time I put it on, my feet start sweating immediately. There's like no ventilation in those original ones. It's just like a fucking shoe prison.
It's
a shoe prison, brother.
Your feet are in a prison and they want to get out, but it's a nice prison at least. And if you're in the Jordan prison.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't wear a shoe. There's certain types of shoes I feel it, right? When I put it on, I'm like, oh, this is a sweating type of shoe.
You know what shoes I hate? Pumas when they're like the narrow ones. Because I got a wide foot. You ever had a tight?
Like
you know,
the
like,
racing type ones?
Yeah, like those Pumas. You know what I'm talking about. Like, they're very narrow. Like,
yeah.
And I remember people, like they were a thing for a little bit in my high school. And I'm like, I can't get in those. I need a wide foot.
Oh, did you go to school with Italians?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Italians loved that. They had those on and they were wearing the tracksuit Kappa or Kappa. No Fear.
Do you remember Kappa where the symbol, you can turn it into a girl spreading her legs? You remember that?
I thought it was like two girls back to back, right? That was
so,
Kappa or
No Fear? So you basically cover the two girls' heads and then it just looks like tits are out and they're spreading their legs.
Yeah, that's you know it's by the boys for the boys. You know? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You put up a video here?
Okay, I put up two videos. Like this one, go to the first one first because we were talking about salesmen earlier. Have you heard about this guy, Andy Elliott?
He looks like The Rock right now. You know that, right?
He's jacked. So basically,
he looks like The Rock not on steroids, like reasonable level jackness.
He was a car salesman, and now he just does sales conferences. So we were talking about car salesmen earlier.
Dude, everyone levels up to just selling.
Yeah.
That's the final form of every salesperson is just to just selling itself.
Oh, yeah. And he's doing it. And he's heavy on my algorithm. And at first, like his first one that went super viral is like him going to like, How many cars do you sell a month? How many cars do you sell a month? Just play along.
14.
14? 14? Well, do you think you could sell 40? Do you think you could sell 40? How about if we fucking kidnapped your family and told you, if you don't sell 40 cars, I'm going to kill your wife and kids. Then could you sell 40?
I'm like,
so yeah, why isn't he doing it right now? So why isn't he doing it right now?
And then, and then everyone stands up.
Yeah.
They're like, standing applause. He's just carried out of the room.
Imagine you have to live every day as if your family's going to get killed just to do your job. Like, that doesn't sound like a good
job.
It's
a great soundbite, though, isn't it?
Oh, man.
It's a great video. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. It operate like it's life or death or life or death context. My God, it's so simple.
So that's his main thing. But now his thing is like he has these people come to a classroom and like he's like, if there's anyone fat in the audience, he's like, you're fat. You can't sell shit because no one wants to buy off a fat person. So here's a little clip of him talking about how important it is to be good looking in sales.
I love it. Yeah, you know why? My buddy's in this and he's jacked too. And he says, bro, they're buying a lifestyle. They're buying the dream. They're buying you, bro. They're not buying the product.
And what does he sell?
He used to sell Range Rovers. Now he's like sells fucking McLarens and Ferraris and shit. Nice. I'm gonna have him on.
10 people. But you. No, you. And the big hair. Good looking people. Okay, when you go knock on their door,
like the
should
rock.
You guys be as good looking as you can be, yes or no? I need to make sure I work out like a son of a bitch. Number one, because I got to get my mental mindset right. Number two, because I got to look fit. Okay, I got to make sure when I go to their door, they look at me and go, oh, this person looks like they're going to keep their word. I think I'm going to have a conversation with them. Do you know if people think you're attractive and they like you, they'll invite you in their house and they'll spend a little more time with you than they would with somebody who's ugly and they don't like? No, it's the truth. Am I correct? Do you guys like hanging around?
I love that where one guy's just like, I mean, I work out a lot, but I've had this cleft lip thing my whole life. They're like, operate on that, brother. You you capped at 20 cars a month.
Poor ugly people, huh? Nobody wants them in their house.
Halo effect, people. Look it up. It's real, conscious or not.
But he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
No. I mean, this is just generally known, though. This is like all of life.
Yeah, we like good-looking people.
Yeah. That's why people are watching the show right now, yeah, brother, right here.
What up?
They all tuned out. Yo, are you going to leave a nigga hanging on video, bro?
Sorry. That's too busy retention looking at myself drop. In the face.
That's what it do.
And giving them...
Save it for that mirror in your whip, bro. Save it for the mirror in your whip, brother.
Yeah. Man.
This guy's got more videos or
but
what?
But I tried to... Oh, yeah. He had Andy Elliott. He's tons of shit.
Andy Elliott, 689. Bro, world's number one sales training. Text me. Oh, my God. It's all... The same shit. Everyone. What's his name? What's
man,
the other
if we
guy?
Could call him right now, that'd be sick. It's text, though. But if he's like, I'm picking up calls and he's just like giving us advice. Hey, Andy, I only sold 2 cars this month. I'm hot as hell.
You're a fucking loser.
He only lets people. You can't work for him if you don't have a 6-pack.
He said that?
Yep.
He said that?
Yeah.
Where? Let's sit at Sam's.
Maybe if you just type, in Andy Elliott 6-pack, it'll come up.
College is overrated. That's not crazy to say.
That's not crazy to say.
Let's see the top videos from a homie right here.
Yeah, let's see most popular.
Is it all shorts?
I think it's better to put it on shorts. No, just because it's quick
all
hitters.
Just fucking hustle porn, man. Stop living in fantasy land, brother. Crazy moment got on this.
Garrett, take your shirt off. Come on, Garrett. Take your shirt off, Garrett.
This man will not sell.
Now, Garrett's a killer. Am I right? Garrett, how old are you?
29.
Garrett, does this bother you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, doesn't bother you enough. Because if it did, you wouldn't have it.
Just gonna say that gum.
Am I right?
Spit the gum out, bro.
I mean it. Now, come on, put your shirt down. We don't need this. You don't need this. You got kids?
Yes, sir. 2 sons.
Okay. This is the last time I want you to take your shirt off in front of a group of people and not be in the shape you want your children to be in.
What Andy did for me is he kept me accountable and he told me
same
that I wasn't
body.
Being my best
now
self.
He just has a shirt
and
off all the
same
time.
Body.
World that can look at that and they can say, wow, he shouldn't do that to him. This is crazy.
He's being mean.
Or you could use that as a resource and you could tap into that limitless potential that you
music.
Have inside of you and you could become a fucking animal.
I don't know. That one, I'm surprised that's the most popular one. Like,
bro, it's in better shape than 80% of America. That's
that guy's
so
not
funny.
In bad shape. That guy,
he looks like a real contender in UFC.
Honestly,
that type of UFC body, like
and
fuck everybody up.
Ladies, if you're watching, I honestly think more girls would rather fuck that guy than Andy Elliott.
Oh, 100%, especially the tightness of the pants and 4-inch hem. Like, what's his?
Yeah,
he looks like he's gonna do the moonwalk any second. Wait, type in Inception music, Inception style music. Anything sounds good if you put it over this Inception style music. You know what I mean? Inception style, like fucking motivational. Yeah, click that if Interstellar and this had a soundtrack. Yeah. Is it ambient? No, it's ambient. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it's all, half of these are just soundtrack, bro. Yeah, okay. Look.
When I was in grade 8, I climbed a tree, and I climbed it so high that I didn't know how to get back down, so I just fell. I fell 30 feet out of a tree.
Broke his legs, was in a hospital the whole summer.
I landed on my fucking head, actually. This is a true story.
And when he was in that hospital bed, he sat next to an old war veteran who told him the key to life.
He said, when you fall, you get back up. I don't care if your legs are broken. I don't care if you don't have a spinal cord anymore. Paralyzed? You're paralyzed with fear. That's what you're paralyzed with. Now get the fuck out of that bed. And I did. The doctor said you shouldn't be able to walk again, but I did.
He said you can't walk again.
He said you should be dead, actually. You shouldn't even be breathing, but I breathed.
And then you went into a car dealership, and what happened?
I said, give me everything. They said, what? I said, I want all the cars.
They said to buy? He said, nah, to sell. And that, and I'm not going to lie to you, that first week, he sold maybe one car, two cars. But you know what he did? He showed back the fuck up. Did crunches every night. He used to have that fat thing over the six pack, but he knew there was a six pack under there. And he kept doing crunches. And he stopped going to Taco Bell every day like he used to do. And that next week, he sold four cars. And what happened the week after?
The week after that, I had a baby and I gave it away. I said, listen, you hold on to this and you put a knife to its fucking throat. And if I don't sell 40 cars today, kill that fucking baby. So you know what I did?
Kill that fucking baby.
You know what I did? I dug a hole and we buried that baby.
He sold maybe 11 cars. Still didn't work. More cars than the week before. But what happened the month after that?
The month after that, I decided, hey, I better quit sales because I'm not doing too good and I don't want to kill any more babies. What I did, I started doing comedy and I made people laugh.
He's being investigated, a warrant for his arrest throughout a federal warrant. Now he's fleeing the country on an alias. And you know what he did when he got to Idaho, where he went to hide? He went to another car dealership. And what happened this time?
This time I said, hey, can I just sell the cheapest ones that are pretty much broken to people that are poor? And they said, yeah, you can do that. That's a great industry. So that's what I did. I started taking advantage of poor people. And even though I was ruining their lives that were already fucked up,
he went back and remembered what that veteran said.
And he said, what did he say again?
And who knows? The point is, keep hustling. Kill everyone. None of it matters. As long as you put music over it, it'll change your life, man. I remember when I heard that piece of information, my life was never the same. I sold 50 cars. I'm not even a car salesman. I do stand-up comedy. But I went into the first dealership I could find, and I said, show me your best salesman. And when he came up to me, I put a gun to that salesman's child, and I said, fucking sell more. And you know what they did? They called the police. They called the police. And now I'm in court for attempted murder. But you know what?
He did sell more
cars. He sold slightly more cars when his son was back safe.
You remembered that? And also, people heard that story and they said, hey, I'm going to go help that guy out. He went through a traumatic experience. His kid almost died. I want to go buy a car off him. If you can dream it, you can do it.
If you could dream it, you can do it. I think we proved the point here, huh?
Yeah, you miss 100% of all the shots that you don't take.
If you take a shot and there isn't Interstellar style motivational music behind it, did you even take the shot?
But the truth is, I did fall out of a tree 30 feet, landed on my head, and that's why I'm so cool now.
Actually?
Yeah. I did hit a branch 10 feet before I hit the ground, probably saved my life, but the doctor did say I should be dead or paralyzed for life. And the thing is...
It turns out, just retarded.
Yeah, exactly. Just retarded. Exactly. Just can't read, that's all. But
no veteran, though.
I think the reason I survived is because my neck used to be so strong. Because
not anymore.
From all that sucking dick. No. No, from wrestling. With my emotions. No,
from making boys you grew up with. Like,
yeah. Nah, batiman fidat. In wrestling, you have to have so much neck strength. And like some of the workouts and like stretching is just you rolling around on your neck. So my neck was like super strong back then.
Did you ever see Tyson do that neck workout? It's fucking crazy. What? And then I was looking at the comments, and I think someone was like, "Don't do this. Like this, this will fuck your shit up." Tyson neck training. Yeah, like look at this shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I used
to do. See the music.
That's exactly what I used to do.
His name was Mike Tyson. For years, he would just train his body, and then one day he started training his neck, and the amount of cars he sold went up 3 times. Yeah. See that? This.
Yeah.
This is how you sell exactly cameras what we used right to do. Here.
Do that frontwards and backwards. I didn't know boxers do it, but that makes sense. And even though somebody's saying don't do that, it saved my life. So you shut the fuck up.
My brother did this exercise. It worked out so well. I'm very relaxed. It's been 3 weeks and he's in the same spot. Brilliant. Now break your neck.
Now let's take it back to my old Saturday night show. That's your next clip you're pulling up. I don't know if you ever watched any late night TV on Saturdays, but whenever I was home, if like we didn't go out and party that night in my 20s,
because he was crazy.
No, whenever I'm home, the one thing I was excited—I
thought
about,
you were gonna match my energy on that.
I was going nuts, yo.
They called him the Brampton Bad Boy.
Yeah, yeah. But whenever I was home on a Saturday night, Batty not partying, boy. I was no, not Batty Boy.
It's funny. Batty sounds good if you don't know patois, like bad. It sounds like it's like you're a bad boy.
No,
but Batty's like a gay boy.
Yeah, ass boy. That's yeah, what it means.
Batty means ass.
Yeah. Mina fuck Batty.
Oh yeah. Well, that could be woman's booty though.
It could be, and they don't want to do anal sex with them either. So
really,
yeah.
Jamaicans stay don't away from the pussy.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, it's all pretty.
They don't like, even want
it's
all, like.
It's pretty suspect. I'm not gonna lie.
We
stay away from the bunda. We stay away. And sometimes when you meet when Jamaicans are gay, they're the most flamboyant gay. Though. They're like fully gay. They're like they match white people flamboyant like that type of gay.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely. They're. There's even like some of the old school dance hall artists are even against singing about sucking dick, like girls sucking dick. Like there was a guy.
Like they don't get head or.
Yeah. So there's a guy that his name's Gage. He a couple years ago, like 5 years ago, maybe he dropped a song called Throat. And it's just like, you dunga know your throat, gal. Like just about like being in a girl's throat.
Yeah.
And this old school artist was like.
That's gay.
It's like, you can't be singing about that.
First it's the throat, then it's the body.
That, that nastiness. Me not eat pussy, me not have girl to suck me cocky. You know what I mean? All that shit.
What is that? Like,
so then he's like, don't do that anymore. And then the guy's next song was Gala Still Suck It. So he's like, nah, I'm going to keep making
He doubled
about.
Down, huh?
Yeah, doubled
That's
down.
My brother right there.
But Throat was a banger.
He in the throat as we speak. He died in a throat.
Yeah, I love getting my dick sucked, ladies. If you want to come check me out.
If you're out there. I saw you on the apps yesterday. What's your favorite app these days? How's Hinge these days? That used to be like, Hinge, back when I was on the shit, that used to be like, that was the quality one.
That's the one that's designed to be deleted. And I have noticed when I do crowd work on couples in the crowd, a lot of couples have met on Hinge. So I think it is working. But me personally.
You know what's funny? I met my girl on Hinge.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good one for couples to meet on.
By the end, I remember Tinder was pretty much Plenty of Fish at that point. Like, just like...
Tinder,
You ever go on Plenty of Fish?
Years ago.
Anything goes, bro.
My dad met his wife on Plenty of
that's
Fish.
That's the Wild West right there.
Yeah.
They ain't together no more, is they?
No, he is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, see, POF works, baby.
Yeah. He didn't meet my mom on it. He met my mom in real life, and they ain't together anymore.
That's a whole other story.
But, yeah, exactly. What's my favorite one right now? I think Tinder and Bumble seem to be my go-tos.
Yeah.
Hinge, I've only met one girl off Hinge. Bumble, I feel like I've met better looking girls, and Tinder's a good one for if I'm on the road and just in and out girls that I don't want to see intro.
Tinder still has the highest volume of bitches, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think like across the country at least. Maybe in Toronto, it's different.
They're like more new age apps and shit.
Yeah. There's a new one called The League. Have you heard of The League?
No. It sounds kind of hard to get into, to be honest.
It's find someone in your league. So it's supposed to be like...
my God. So it's supposed to be like, guys, just get back to reality. If you know what I mean? Stay in your lane. It should be called The Lane.
That's not bad.
Lane. Stay in your lane. You're like, but I want to go to the left lane.
You're ugly.
You're in a Golf.
Yeah.
There's Porsches in the left lane. Stay in your
That's what it is. It's like fill out your education, what kind of job you have. So like it's for like... If you're a successful professional, it's a good one for you to be on because I think like they serve up like quality, quality to quality.
Like you clean Moss and Mold, so we went out and filtered out all the doctors, entrepreneurs. Yeah.
Mine
and
is
lawyers.
Like, I don't have a real job. I didn't graduate university. They're like, here's a girl. She has two teeth. Neither of them are in the front of her mouth. Have fun.
It's still 80% of the girls you have access to. You're like, these 20% professionals are out. You still have access to 80% of them. All the psych degrees you still have access to. And the humanities degrees, right?
Exactly.
But all that. So they won't show you anyone out of your league?
No. Or do they? I really only had one girl in my league, so I just got off the app.
That fucking sucks. Yeah. Oh, it's like it hasn't had a lot of like user usage.
It does, but I think the thing is they're trying to match up really hot girls with really successful guys, and I'm not a really successful guy, so they're like, here's the one fucking dog that signed up from the girl side. You can have her.
You're like at the fancy social club. You know, you got in on with a coupon somehow.
I know, and I'm wearing
through the back door.
I'm wearing jeans and a wife beater, and everyone's wearing suits.
People are asking for hors d'oeuvres and shit. You're like, nah, I don't work here, bro. I'm here for the bitches.
Exactly.
They're all like, the Asian umbrella of the corporation I run is, you're like, yo, Asia's crazy.
Like, I've never been to Asia.
Who's this retarded guy?
Yeah, that's pretty much that's how it goes.
Besides the league, what else is there? I heard there was another one too. There's one, you know, there's one in LA or whatever for celebrities. Mm. Rabba or something like that.
Rabba?
No, I know Rabba's the grocery store here. But
Ria,
something like that. Yeah.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
But it's like all the celebrities are on that shit.
Yeah, I think have it in Toronto too.
So hierarchy.
I think they have it in Toronto too.
That's pure hierarchy.
Oh yeah.
Because like, celebrity shit is like you just go on IMDb and you judge them according to their IMDb. Mm. You know?
Could you get on that?
No, I don't think so. Well, I think you got to be like notable.
Because then you'd be a cheater, guys. Pull up the clip.
Pull them up. Okay, what do we got
Saturday
here?
Saturday nights, back when I was home, one thing that I'd be looking forward to is Cheaters coming on at like 12:30, 1 in the morning. It was a very entertaining show. I still don't know what's real and what's fake, but this is the craziest moment I ever saw in Cheaters. Did you ever watch Cheaters?
No, I watched the pedophile one. Go ahead and have a seat right there.
What's his name? Dark.
Chris Hansen or whatever?
To Catch a Predator?
Go ahead, have a seat. Go ahead, have a seat right there.
So this guy, when he was hosting the show, Joey Greco, he had so many violent interactions where he got stabbed once, he got thrown on the hood of a car. Like, so it makes me think that it is real, but I've heard rumors that it's not. But this one here, guy got caught cheating on his girlfriend, and here's what happened.
People, all right? What do you want, all right? It's over.
That's the cheater?
That's the cheater. And that's Joey Greco.
Oh, I did watch it. I remember that guy. First of all, fuck people for ruining lives and making shows about it.
Oh, like my God. So that's the side girl. She's getting in a car to leave.
Did you ever plan on facing a situation like a man?
White shit.
Yes.
He punched her?
He punched the main girl. So she's like, did you ever think about fishing the situation like a man? And he just knocked her out, yo. It's crazy.
Damn, right on video. Is he in prison still?
I don't know about that, but
straight knockout.
There was another
the football player?
That was a Ray Rice one. It just went to that one. But he also showed the punch, you gotta be
that guarantees prison. Like that hit. You're going straight to prison. It's on like four. It's not just recorded, but it's boom mic. The punch. Yeah. They have great audio. They probably have the lav audio from the main guy. Boom mic.
Do you think it was real though?
That punch?
Yeah.
I mean, why would they fucking fake that?
They cut out that. Let's see. I wanted to show you.
Like another angle? What do people say? The internet has to be talking about this.
This is such shit quality, but that's such shit quality. I don't know. This is too bad. I think this is too bad. But yeah, he kicks in a window too. That they didn't show, but
damn, Sean.
I put kicks in a window.
Cheaters. I love. How old are you?
Oh,
you just
is
like your mom's like, finish your homework and you can't watch Cheaters. She's like, fractions is so hard.
Oh, they don't have it. That sucks. All right, whatever. They used to have a part where he goes to the side girl and she's like trying to drive away and he fucking kicks in the window, breaks the window.
And gets her?
Yeah. What a violent guy, yo.
Yeah, man. These people are going straight.
Why don't you handle the situation like a man? Punches her in the face. Oh, you want me to handle it like a man? Well, I handle.
That's actually pretty funny, though. Like, that's fucking hilarious. But the fact that it's not anything at large, you know, don't hit women and all that shit. But for her to just.
Don't hit women and all that shit. A message from a boss Wahab.
Yeah, exactly. Na, na, na. But there's no scenario in her mind of him doing that.
No, no.
You know? And it's exactly what she egged on kind of thing. But, you know, obviously, he's fucked.
You know what? The
he's
ones,
fucked.
The ones that really broke my heart is when a guy catches his girl cheating then he gets in a fight with the guy and there's one where...
And the guy knocks him out?
Knocks him out. Cold. Within like two punches, just pop, pop.
Oh, that's why he's getting it, you know?
That would make me want to kill myself.
Yeah, man. For sure.
You get cheated on and you get knocked out by the guy that, like, ladies, if we're going to get in a relationship and you got to cheat on me, just make sure it's a guy that I can beat up.
But then why would, they would never work like that by the nature of manhood, right?
Women don't
she
cheat
has to go up the hierarchy of manliness, I think, right? Mm. If Bill Gates' wife cheats on him, she's not cheating with a more nerdy guy.
Okay.
She's cheating like fucking, what's his name? They say Tom Brady's wife cheated with her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
P. Diddy's Cassie cheated with her trainer.
Did she?
Yeah.
Is there a picture? Pull up the trainer.
I think they're married now.
In no way. It always goes to that. Cheating with the trainer is as fucking, it's as old as apple pie. And the trainer's a white guy too.
Yeah, how embarrassing, P. Diddy.
Wow, no way. What a
I guess
turn
he shouldn't have spent all that time having sex with rappers.
What? Yeah, exactly. He was just deep in that fucking, what's that, Meek Mill while she was getting this dude. Yep. This guy's like, wow, so 50 million, now they're sharing.
Man, Cassie's so beautiful. She's very pretty.
I saw a picture of her Cassie's new mystery man revealed to be 25-year-old celebrity personal trainer, Alex Fine.
Hey.
Alex.
That's good. That's a good name.
Alex Fine. Is this like, did you change your name just to train celebrities or how does this work?
You know, I've just been great looking my whole life. I love fitness.
Oh, yeah. He's ripped. Holy hell.
I love
hell.
Fitness. Yeah. This guy could sell mad cars. But look at this guy. So, how many cars do you think this guy?
Andy Elliott would love this guy, man.
He's like, see this motherfucker right here? This is how you sell whips.
But so Cassie says that P. Diddy was like pimping her out too. So I wonder if P. Diddy like wanted her to have sex with this guy. And then she actually just liked it a lot and left P. Diddy for it. Because you know what I mean? Like that's the rumor about him. Like that. He was like making her have sex with like porn stars and stuff.
Oh, was he?
That's what she claims. Yeah.
What was it? Have you been looking into the whole Diddy thing? Like, what was he into?
Not a ton, but it seems like he was having sex parties and like a little bit of human trafficking going on and getting people in like compromising positions. Just the same way like Epstein would bring people to the island and he's like, have sex with his kids. By the way, now I have dirt on you.
But that's just regular sex. It's just the problem is the age of the people involved, right?
Right.
Diddy, I don't think it's like regular shit.
I don't know what did.
I think he was like 7 shocking details in Sean Combs trafficking investigation.
It's 14
I'm
minutes.
A savage. Whatever I want, I have to get. What?
Well, where are you reading
Civi-
that?
Is that Diddy saying that? We got to watch this. The title is too good.
At this location, we're a 10-minute walk.
Shut up.
Yeah, you guys got to pay for advertising if you're going to come up here.
The weekend of the 14th, that for like the weekend of the 14th when the soundtrack comes out?
What? Von Dutch.
If so, bump somebody.
Meek Mill's blowing him right now.
I got my MTV out. Savage! I'm a savage! Oh! I'm a savage! Whatever I want, I'm going to get! Whatever I want, I have to get.
Susan, can you come clean this up?
Yes. What's next? What's next? I gotta get it. I'm not gonna stay fucking down. I'm not gonna stay fucking lying down. I can't do that, man. I can't do that. What's next? Give me something else. What can't you do? I can do it. I can do anything.
This guy. The fact that there's 5 other people in that room is fucking crack and they just stay quiet. This video takes on a whole new meaning. This age like milk. Oh, I love it, man. I love it.
Damn.
I whatever I want. Do you want to get free, brother? Do you want to stop running?
The and they say Jay-Z's next, eh?
A lot of hate right now.
Oh, has Jay-Z been doing next shit?
50 Cent's claiming that Jay-Z's going to, he's like a Black Epstein, and it's going to come out.
Really? Really?
That's what they say.
Really?
And that'll be tough,
I
man.
I can't see that happening, to be honest
with you. I don't want to accuse him, but I think...
This one is the biggest one.
Okay.
So indictments, yes, in connection with the sex trafficking investigation. But, however, there was an arrest of a man named Brendan Paul. Who was alleged to be Combs' drug mule, alleged that he supplied him with these illicit substances. I believe, an allegation.
I can't stand this guy's voice right now.
Lawsuit. Well, he was arrested.
This is fucking...
Yeah,
So much shit on YouTube. Everyone's just making diddy content. That's what we're doing right now.
Right.
This whole episode is going to be called, What Did Things...
What did he do?
I did that joke a year ago, bro. It's fucking over, bro.
What did he do?
What did he didn't do it? What did he did? Did he do it? What didn't did he do?
What was it about?
Just many words that start with D. There's no joke. It's just a funny thing to say.
Okay. But it didn't really apply at that time, so I think.
No, right when the Cassie one came out, before the whole shit hit the fan. Because the Cassie one was like a while back, right?
Yeah.
That was like 6 months ago or 5 months ago at this point.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's pretty crazy because he's doing, well, I was talking to Mish about it on last episode, but he's doing real life villain shit. It's just fucking dipping. Putting money, selling shit, liquidating shit, just hoarding money, getting ready to fucking hold down. He's like, it's like a war is coming or a bomb is about to drop, and he's just like in the bunker ready.
I mean, we'll see what happens. But the Jay-Z thing, like you're saying that you'd be surprised or you don't think
I haven't heard anything. Diddy, we've been hearing little things and little weird sex stuff. And like the whole industry is like, yo, fucking this and Diddy that. And Diddy's had rumors around the Tupac killing everything for decades. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z's been pretty fucking squeaky clean, man. Why? What do you know?
I just know that 50 Cent's been saying it, and
Fitty's just trying and to take and snitching just, on everyone.
They're just showing pictures of like Jay-Z like and P Diddy, you know what I mean, collaborating on things.
Walking into a room.
Let's see. I don't know how to spell. Jay-Z Black Epstein. Does that come up?
You wouldn't believe.
New proofs. Jay-Z and Beyonce sacrifice kids at Epstein's Island.
Yeah, like what? And sacrifice.
Cat Williams shows proof of Jay-Z and Diddy role in Epstein Island. So like there's things. Basically they're saying, like he's a little bit
of. Jay-Z calls out Beyonce snubs at Grammys.
Yeah. Anyways.
Why? I mean, just because he didn't win.
They just say that he's, you know, he's Illuminati. He's a little satanic. Like these are just things that they say about Jay-Z. But I hope he didn't, because it would be. Like the amount
as soon as you become a billionaire, you have to be Illuminati. That's just the name of the game. That Illuminati, I don't think is an actual thing, and it may be an actual thing, but I think it's more of like once you've reached this echelon of commercial and like commerce success, you're in with the elites of the world. You're in. You're part of the 1% of the world. Therefore, by virtue of that, you are Illuminati. I don't think it's like a letter arrives or the bank goes, you've exceeded 800 million worth. It is time you meet with our Illuminati
I think they bring you to like these secret parties and stuff, right?
Who's they? Who brings you? Probably. Think about it.
So
we represent a brotherhood of the wealthy, a very old brotherhood. You might know us as the Ilulu. Come to our party and talk to our people.
I think most likely
something like that.
Okay, so for Jay-Z, I'm guessing this is what happened. Jay-Z, he starts to make it bigger and bigger, and then P Diddy, maybe he was Puff Daddy at the time, says, "Jay, I want to bring you to this party. I want to introduce you to some people."
Okay.
Next thing you know, they are.
So Illuminati brings in. So it's like a vampire thing. A vampire's got
to
bring you in.
I think so. Yeah? A guy asked me to come to a Freemason thing one time. I didn't.
Yeah, but it was just gonna be fucking darts.
I ain't right back though.
But Freemasons is a real thing. They have like there's like Freemason
temples.
Not even just temples, but like, you know, like legions, like the old veterans legions and like the fucking legion branches all over the place. Mm. They have Freemason ones all the like you see them. It's a physical brick and mortar location where Freemasons gather. It's an old society that's got rules and stuff. But I've never seen an Illuminati fucking thing. It's like, yeah, bro, because you don't have the money, bro. It's only visible when you got the money. You're like, yeah, what?
Yeah, they what do they have? That pyramid with the eye? Is that the
Illuminati? It's all about the eye. Look at the dollar, bro. The all-seeing eye. Swear to God, what does it say? The all... What does it say on the thing? In the name of God or something. Like on the U.S. money. Something about
God. In God we trust.
In God we trust. In God we trust. The Illuminati has a trust. You're like, okay, whatever, bro.
I trust God.
Yeah. Do you trust the Lord?
I trust God. Do you trust God?
I trust God.
Good.
Do you trust God? I trust God. That's how we're going to... I trust God. Do you trust God? I'm trying to find a
jingle. Let us know in the comment section. Yeah. Do you trust God?
I need to find a intro outro jingle for the show.
Make one. I don't know. Pick your favorite rapper and get AI to make it in the style of Tupac.
Film
it's
it.
It's your boss Wahab show.
Film it.
I'm going to talk to my guest today. Dear mama, can you hear me? I'm dead. But I have seven albums after I died.
Film it. Let's end on this. Let's motivate people out there. If you're out there and you just have trouble waking up, getting out of bed in the morning, just remember, P. Diddy's on the run. P. Diddy said, I don't give a fuck if rape is illegal. I don't give a fuck if trafficking humans for sexual purposes is against the law.
Because it's bad boy for life. It's not bad boy for today. It's not bad boy
for
this
week. For a
window
of time. For life.
For life.
P. Diddy did it for life. And now he's flying, doing what he wants. That's the dream.
We ain't going nowhere, but we are going somewhere. And that's to a private island where there is no extradition.
You can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop. Unless he's found by the courts or SWAT or however it ends. Do you see him getting shot in the end in something? Nah.
Prison. Do I see him getting shot?
Nah.
Do I see P. Diddy getting shot? It depends what kind of bullet they're going to bring, because they're going to need a motherfucking bazooka, because he's a savage.
Tank
and he gets
shit.
What he wants, and that is sometimes against the law. And we have to deal with that because he made some great music.
The only way P. Diddy will go down
is if Meek Mill's there.
Is if the IDF gets him.
Ooh, shit.
They use that excessive force.
Damn.
They're gonna get a nigga. They're gonna get a nigga. Okay, let's end on that. Yo, tell the people where to find you.
You can follow me at James. Come on now. James Jam Easy Cummins on YouTube. Subscribe, comment, like it. You know what I mean? Thanks, guys.
He plugged it in the middle, and now he's telling you again. If you're in Toronto, pull up May 3rd. I've got running new hour at Backroom Comedy. It is 8 and 10 p.m. Tickets at abbaswahab.com. And I'm putting another couple shows on the calendar. Look out for that. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we don't have an outro song figured out yet. But you know what? Maybe a quick little beatbox by my homie Jam Easy. Hit me. Till next time, motherfuckers.
Abbas Wahab.